Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mass this evening as we gather around the Lord's table. The passage from the Acts of the Apostles tonight is the first part of a story that will conclude tomorrow. We hear the great work that Stephen is doing amongst the people. But how quickly then things begin to change as he's accused of blasphemy and he's brought to trial. It's a lovely line, that beautiful image at the end, where all the things that were being said about him, as those in authority looked upon him, they said, his face was like that of an angel. Stephen knew what was going to happen to him. And he kind of surrendered himself then to God. Tomorrow we will hear him use the same words as he's put to death, as Jesus did on the cross. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And it strikes me that when we have total trust and faith in God, no matter what happens, we have peace. But I often think that we don't have total trust and faith in God. So therefore, when we're faced with whatever it may be, and nothing will ever happen to us as severe as Stephen, but when we are dealing with stuff that we don't fully understand, or things are said about us, or something is done to us, because we don't have that faith and trust in God, then it means that we're not at peace. And so that's a call that I think is extended to all of us every day. Do I have that total trust and faith in God? That whatever happens, God is there. And whether my face will shine like that of an angel doesn't matter. But I will have peace in my heart. And that's God's gift to us. In the gospel, we have this back and forth now as they try to find Jesus in the various villages and towns after he has fed the 5,000. So over 5,000 people gathered, and Jesus fed them with 5 loaves and 2 fish. The Gospels tell us that they all ate as much as they wanted. In other words, until they could not eat another bite. But so generous is our God that that's not just the end of the story, because there are 12 wicker baskets of scraps left over. Because these people have to go home. And it could take days or weeks for them to go back to where they came from. So they need food for the journey. Take whatever it is that you need for your journey. And that's what God extends to us. Here is everything that I have, and I will give you everything, not what you want, but everything that you need. Now, when the crowds finally catch up with Jesus, they're then saying, well, when did you come here, and how did you get here, and all the rest? And Jesus says, are you looking for me because you saw the signs, or simply because I fed you with more food than you could ever imagine? He says, don't work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. The food that God gives you. The food that God gives you. The food that God is about to give you. You know? And imagine at the end of Mass, this is very hard for us to do, but just try for a moment. We leave the church And we don't know if and when Mass will be celebrated again. Is the Eucharist that we're about to receive enough to sustain us through whatever? Now, we can't imagine our lives without the Eucharist, can we? I can't. I know you're the same. But imagine that gift that God is about to give us. Is that enough for us? If it is, then we fulfill what Jesus said in doing the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Not that you believe him, but you believe in him. There's a big difference between the two, isn't there? I can believe something, but I don't necessarily have to believe in it. And so Jesus, again, the beauty of our God is that he just says, trust me. I have whatever it is that you need. I have everything that you need. And there's a line where he says, amen, amen. In the Gospel of John, that's like getting the highlighter pen out, you know? Because Jesus uses that over and over again. Listen carefully now to what I'm about to say. And then Jesus speaks. So don't let's look for the Lord because he just gives us things. But look at the signs that he shows us of who he is in our lives. Trust him. Entrust to him. And he will give you an abundance in return.